this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian. And we're your hosts with the posts. We have some big news to share, in case you guys haven't heard, but legendary game show host Bob Barker died several days ago. Famously, about 2 days before our episode about Clive Barker, in which we made jokes about how Bob Barker was still alive and definitely not dead.
Because when we were recording it, he was.
Yeah, he was still completely alive. It's very funny that in that episode specifically, we made fun of the fact that he was so fucking old. How is he still alive? There's no way this piece of shit can possibly be still alive. And by the time the episode dropped, he was dead as a fucking doornail.
It was 6 feet under. Yep.
Yeah. So obviously the Report This Post curse is still on. Several folks on Patreon pointed out that this is very similar to our Cumtown
episode. That's true. Yeah.
Very similar. Where we had a good talk about the third host of Cumtown, Stavros Halkias, who left 17 seconds before we dropped that episode. Very similar, except Stav is still alive somehow.
Well,
despite all evidence to why he should be. Certainly,
that's a strong
less
word.
Healthy than Bob Barker was at 99. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think about old, were you a big Price is Right guy? I don't know. Have we talked about this?
No. I mean, we didn't talk about it in the last, that was always a treat for when you were sick from school.
That's what they say. Yeah. Classic thing about Price is Right.
Yeah. You get a good 8 hours interrupted of Price is Right, or so it seemed, just sitting there watching the whole damn thing. Yeah, it wasn't like I wasn't a fan. My parents, big fans of it.
Mm-hmm.
Love that Drew Carey. They set their TiVo for it.
They love Drew Carey.
Yeah. Well, now that he's on there, but yeah, they loved it beforehand too. But
oh, okay, boy. So they're fans of the show.
They're fans of the show. They record it so they can watch it later, which seems bonkers, bananas, insane to me. But whatever.
Yeah, the idea of recording it and like TiVo. Remember when TiVo was a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Is that still around, or is it just whatever
variation
of it is now?
I think most things have a TiVo built in, but you can still call it TiVo. Let's see. When did TiVo go out of business? Who bought them? Let's see. Oh, nope. You can still... It's still.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, TiVo at one point was like Kleenex, where it was just the default. But I don't even know if what TiVo does is even a thing anymore.
Yeah, well, now they do streaming. They have a streaming box that can also record.
Oh, good. I'm glad there's another streaming service out there.
Operating system Linux.
So, ooh. Is that good?
I don't know. Let's see here. What are the people also ask, does anyone still use TiVo? What is a TiVo?
Ooh.
Is it worth buying a TiVo?
Yeah, those are grandmother posts right there.
Hey, and speaking of
a TiVo, my grandson told me about this TiVo thing.
She's on the phone talking to the water department. And what is speaking of TiVo, at TiVo over on twitter.com, RIP Bob Barker, true legend in the world of entertainment.
That's awesome.
A picture of him from Happy Gilmore with a watermark on
it. Yeah, I saw a few of those on Facebook.
Five likes that got.
Oh my God.
On a verified account, 5 likes.
I saw a few of those the last. I hop on Facebook every now and then, and there's still people are like, mainstay of my youth. I'm so sad. I love this guy. I was like, he was 99. Like, are you actually sad that a 99-year-old guy died? He had the maximum. Bob Barker lived the best life a guy can live, right? Like, just probably just slaying puss for like 70 years.
You got to think he was fucking some of those showcase models, right? Like, that was that part of it? Yeah.
Absolutely. He's like, honey, I'm fucking neutered. You don't have to worry. I can come inside you. I can blow a load. Don't you worry. I got a showcase for you. It's this 5.5 right here.
Don't go over. Yep.
Please don't guess over 5.5. I'd be very sad. Yeah. Good for him. Best possible. Like, you have to realize at a certain point, it's as good as it gets. Like, when Betty White died, people were so sad. I was like, she was 99. Like, she was almost 100. She was beloved her entire life. That's the best possible life to have. There's no alternative.
You're not getting, it's not getting much better than that. Right. Like, unless you were like a massive hater and you live, like, if Bill Cosby lives to be like super, even older, excuse me.
Somebody out there would say Bill Bellamy. Yeah, what if Bill Bellamy lived for 99
what
years?
What if Bill Belichick?
How pissed off would people be? I hate Bill Bellamy. Bill Bellamy.
Is
that
going to be the new, what was that, Girl Six?
T-shirt.
What is the, what was he in, Girl what? Six?
What are you talking about?
Bill Bellamy, the movie. Isn't he in, there's a How to Be a Player. The brothers, Cousin Skeeter, of course, Kindergarten Cop. None of these are really ringing a bell to me.
Bill Bellamy, Bob Barker, it's a bunch of bees. That's all I know. Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Just pure alliteration over here.
I guess he wasn't in Girl Six.
How about we read some fucking posts? Huh? What do you think about that?
I'd rather just read Bill Bellamy's IMDb page. The Day of Vengeance started the thread. What do you think of Lemmy and Motorhead over on stormfront.org? Lemmy is an outspoken anti-white in that he feels the need to defend himself against, God forbid, being called the R word. Are we to forgive him this and just put it down to his wanting people to leave him alone? Other than this bizarre defense of liberalism and his Negro girlfriend, being an enthusiastic collector of national societal memorabilia, he seems a genuine socialist memorabilia.
Make a difference. memorabilia.
He seems a genuine, likable person. He's lived his life in an idiosyncratic way and allegedly not surrendered to other people's opinion of him. Are we to give him the benefit of the doubt that he isn't an anti-white in his heart? Also, I'm not convinced that heavy metal is a very healthy thing to listen to. If I hadn't grown a bit addicted to it, I'd just dismiss it as a degenerate noise. Perhaps if I acknowledge that it is only noise, then I can listen to it with a clear conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're Vikings replied, been a fan of Motorhead for over 30 years, and lucky enough to see them in concert 5 times. But it's fair to say that, like most rock stars, Lemmy is not exactly a good role model. He may have an impressive Nazi memorabilia collection, but having a black girlfriend and various quotes of him make me pretty sure that he is not a white nationalist.
Oh, these guys are hilarious. This guy's like doing the math. He's like, okay, I'm looking at everything he has. Okay, granted. Great Nazi memorabilia collection, but he does have a black girlfriend, and I'm starting to put some pieces together. I don't know if that makes him a white nationalist. He's a pretty shitty white nationalist if he's dating a black woman, right? Can we agree on that?
See, something seems a little off here.
But he's still just like, he's like, not angry. He's just like, I'm just doing some math here. This doesn't seem like he's a white nationalist. Maybe I'm wrong. Granted, God bless him for his fantastic collection of Nazi memorabilia. You know, it actually is funny. Like, it wasn't too long ago where the idea of a guy having Nazi memorabilia wasn't like, it wasn't that he was a Nazi guy. It was just, he was
like he loved history. Yeah.
But now it's like, if a guy has Nazi memorabilia, it's like, all right, he's probably a Nazi, right? But you still could just be into the idea of like collecting that stuff technically, but it's a tough conversation starter.
It's a tough
Let's just
sell.
Say that.
Yeah, it's a tough sell for sure.
Hey, what are you into? Well, I collect a bunch of war stuff. Oh, okay. Like what? Well, they're almost entirely swastikas. Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Well,
I have a Temple of Doom at my home. Yeah. Conversation starter wise, it's brutal.
Oh man.
Well, speaking of that, conversation starters. So, Christian, back in December, we received an email. Now, I'm not going to say who sent this email because it would defeat the whole purpose of this joke I'm going to do.
Okay, all right.
But it was a sponsorship request from a company.
Okay.
Hi there, I'm Grace from this company.
Okay.
Love your podcast, Report This Post. We'd love the chance to sponsor one or more of your episodes. And then they went into what the product was. If you're interested, I'd be happy to give you more details of what we had in mind. I responded saying, that sounds awesome. Let me know what needs to happen next. And they responded with this very long several paragraphs of things we had to do that I don't want to do, and things that like we just weren't. They had like specific requirements for what a podcast could do, which we did not meet, which is fine. So I never responded to that. 2 weeks later, they responded to their own email that I didn't respond to. Hello, Geiger. How have you been? Just checking in to see if you've got a moment to send me those stats. I'd love to move forward with our collab so we can create together. A month later, hey, report. Let me know if you need any more details in our little productivity shots or if there's something unclear about what type of content we like to do together. Happy to help. 5 days later, hey, Geiger. I manually chose everyone to reach out to for sponsorships, and it would be a shame to not be able to work together on this campaign. Can you provide me with the latest statistics, including the total number of downloads, total number of the unique listeners, and average ratings for each episodes? Thank you. 5 days later, hey, Geiger, kindly following up after the long silence to bump us to the top of your inbox. If you're no longer interested in this sponsorship, just let me know. I'd really love to develop a long-term collab and have you as an ambassador.
Damn.
5 days later, hey, Geiger, I really hope everything is good on your end. Checking in if I can be of any assistance regarding your sponsorship. 10 days later, hello, Geiger. This is Julia taking over for Grace. Nice to meet you and to be working with you. I was wondering if you're still interested in working with us. Would you be as kind as to let me know a few stats on your podcast? What I'd need is your average downloads per episode, etc. 3 days later, hey, Geiger, let me know if you need any more details, etc. 3 days later, I manually chose everyone to reach out to for sponsorship, and it would be a shame to not be able to work together on this campaign. I look forward to hearing from you. 3 days later, kindly following up after the long silence to bump us to the top of your inbox. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. 3 days later, the exact same email again. 4 days later, hey, Geiger, checking in if our paid sponsorship would still be on or not. And they asked for a whole bunch of things that one of those first emails asked for. 2 months later, hey, Geiger, hope all is well. Your Transformers episode was amazing. Great work, guys. I want to check in and see if you're still interested in following us.
Go to hell. Jesus Christ.
3 days later, "Hey, guy, you need more scoop on our current campaign. I'm all ears and here to help." And then a lot more on there. A month later, "Hey, Geiger, Julia here. How have you been, buddy? I'd love to get the chance to work together. What do you say if I send you a sample of our stuff?" Whatever. Anyway, the point is, the last time I talked to them was 16 emails ago. They literally sent 16 follow-up emails to the original email, which has to be a record, right?
That's
tough. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, that's tough. Are they getting paid? I'm hoping they're getting paid commission, because that just seems insane to me to be going through that much, jumping through those hoops.
What for us would be like $50 a month? It's like nothing.
Maybe.
It's like absolutely, I don't even understand what it is for anybody. Just, I don't know. I guess it's one of those, like, there's you someone's hired for some sales thing and they just have to send as many emails as possible. But God damn.
Cold outreach, baby.
That many follow-up emails to nothing? Good Lord.
Like this
I last responded in 2022.
This guy's a tough nut to crack. I forgot they were still emailing us, to be honest with you.
Well, at certain points, like, if I respond, it feels silly. It's like, "Hey, that sounds good." 17 emails later.
Oh, you know, sorry. Oh, sorry. Just saw this. Oh,
I just saw this. The biggest fucking lies ever. Was like, "Oh, hey, just checked my inbox." Yeah, I don't look. I look at my inbox every 9 months. There's 40 emails from you guys. I guess I'll respond. I guess if you have no shame, you'll just email anyone until it stops respond, until like it kicks back, like you cannot respond to this email anymore. Like, why not? Technically, I agree, but I just couldn't imagine emailing someone after 15 no responses.
So funny.
Yeah. Hey, just checking in. You hey, buddy, come on, buddy.
Yeah, and then just like going and like seeing like, okay, the most recent post. Okay, goddamn. I gotta tell you too,
Transformers, great, loved it. Come on, did you?
Wasn't that good? I'm supposed to believe that you were listening to our show. Okay. While you were reading about it, I was looking up reviews of this thing. This person says, yeah,
of the sponsoring us.
Yeah. Of the many things that I've tried, this one works the best for me. The problem is that it tastes like rotten kale. The taste is so terrible that I may have to stop using it. Well, that seems to, and honestly, that kind of gets repeated through a lot of the reviews of this product. So,
Yep. Cummy shots. That's the name of the product. We don't suggest buying it.
Bill Bellamy's Cummy Shots, our official sponsor of Fort Dispose.
Yeah. Great, great product. Yeah, there's like, honestly, the sponsorship stuff. Like, last time we had a sponsorship was what the fuck is it called?
Oh, Manscaped.
Manscaped. They didn't even pay us for the last couple months.
They just stopped paying us, and we were like, "Oh, okay."
It's like I just don't.
And what do you do? What do you do at that point? Because you're just like,
"Yeah, get a lawyer." I'm not gonna fucking do that. So it's like, great. I'm just gonna guess we'll be the same thing with this fucking company at some point.
Oh,
they're gonna be like, "Wait, why did we sponsor this fucking podcast?" They're not gonna know. We're not gonna know. We're just gonna be like, "Can you please give us money?" And they're gonna just be like, "No." And we're like, "All right, that's the end of that."
No.
And we just promoted your product to people that do not care.
Yeah,
for a couple months.
People, and that's not. The end of that. They're not gonna buy it. Do you think your listeners would be interested? Not at all, actually. I can almost guarantee they
apparently won't. Because it tastes like dog shit. So
yeah, that's probably a big. It doesn't seem like a great selling point, personally, to me. But
it tastes horrific. All right, let's get to these fucking posts, man.
Great. User Kooky Spite 6101 posted this to our vegan. I need some advice. We're a vegan family. My daughter is turning 16 next week and has been vegetarian since birth and vegan for the last 7 years. She is dating a guy who only eats burgers, pizza, and chicken wings, pickles, and the occasional piece of fruit. He refuses to try vegan pizza, cheese, or any meat substitutes. We want to take our daughter out to dinner for her birthday and would also like to take her boyfriend to attend. They both feel that it is unfair of us to take them to a vegan restaurant. She insists that we go to an omnivorous restaurant and buy him meat. We are totally not on board with this. We've explained to her that it is 100% against what we stand for, and we will not pay for the murder of an innocent animal for him. We are not requesting him to go vegan. We are simply inviting him to join us for dinner and try some different foods. I would buy him as many fries as he wants, but my daughter thinks I'm being rude by limiting his food choices, when in reality, he is the one limiting his food. I don't know even know why I'm posting this. Am I overreacting? What would you do? Sad Breadfruit 9342 replied, ask her if it was human meat. Would she be so this accommodating to this? To which the OP said, will do. So.
Yeah.
So go ahead and ruin your daughter's 16th birthday. I'm sure she won't remember that for the rest of her life.
Yeah. This is a daughter that will be fucking barbecue and brisket in about 3 years. If you just decide you're a vegan family from a certain point, it's like, yeah, like you just be like a nudist family or whatever. It's like, you're just asking for some sort of rebellion at some point.
Like what? You don't want to be naked with all of us? You don't want to be, you don't want your grandma to see your budding breasts?
Not really. Putting breasts along with Bill Bellamy, Bob Barker, and Bill Belichick. We got a lot of fucking bees in this episode. Good.
The God. Great. It's the alliteration episode, folks. You've been asking for it, and we're bringing it to you. Been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. This is from the subreddit r Red Scare Pod.
Yeah.
Of course, the subreddit for the podcast Red Scare.
They still podcast. Do that?
Hey, brother. Best I got.
Hey, brother, man.
I'd matched this dude on Tinder and talked to him for a few days. And for personal reasons, yesterday I decided I just really wanted to have sex. So I invited him myself over for sex. I was explicitly clear about that being my intention. And he said yes, and I said yay, and I scooted over there. But once I got there, he let me know he had to go pick up his disabled brother from church. No prob, so I rode with him. The brother was chill, the car ride was fine. When we got back, my date let me know that the brother's caretaker, Toya, was coming over to give him a bath, and then they had to watch a live stream of Rhett and Link at 9:30. And it was night at this point. So Toya came and took the brother into his room to sponge him up, and I went into my date's room where I gave him head on his admittedly charming Star Wars bed until he almost came, and then we attempted sex. But the bed was so loud, and I could hear Toya the caretaker chatting away in the next room, so I know she could hear us. So even though the entire purpose of the night was me getting railed, I graciously abandoned sex and sucked this guy off. Then we went and watched Rhett and Link with his brother and a YouTube video of a community theater musical my date had recently been in. I cuddled with his dog, a very good dog. He ordered McDonald's for himself and no one else and yelled at the delivery guy for getting lost. I went home. The part of the story no one will believe is that this guy was legit 7.5 out of 10, solidly cute. We used a condom, so the only consequence is my further depleted self-esteem.
Man. Yeah.
Incredible details in that story.
That's one of the, you know, it's like one of those things, like gun to the head. Like, you don't have to tell people this. Like, what
Not
are
really.
You looking? Are you looking for people to be like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you? And it's like, no, it's like you just talked about sucking off a super autistic guy. He got his nut off and McDonald's, and you got nothing. And you had to watch Rhett and Link, which, oh my God, dude. No
Yeah.
respect for yourself. No wonder you're posting over there on that place.
God damn.
Yeah.
And women send men, they say men are like degenerates. Meanwhile.
Yeah, that's worse than anything I've ever heard a man do. Truly bad. Just knowing that the brother's caretaker is like hearing that next door, and you're not even doing anything.
You're
blowing a guy.
The brother's caretaker's exceptionally Baptist black.
Nurse. Well, it's weird. It's like you're blowing a guy on his bed, and that is loud. Like just blowing a guy in a bed is so loud. Like, what is this bed?
What are you doing?
What kind of bed is going on? Like, what is? Is it fucking like? Is it like doing ATST noises or something? Like, choo choo choo. How is it so loud that someone next door can be like, "Oh wow, that guy's getting ahead right now.
He's getting his dick sucked."
Mm-hmm. How can a Star Wars bed be that loud? That just giving head to someone is like, whoa. Let's see, is a freaking blast port.
Okay.
What's all the right. Death Star hole called?
Exhaust port.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and I was making fun of you. Yeah, this fucking guy.
This fucking loser. Oh, it's exhaust port. It's exhaust port, by the way.
actually. Cool. Hey, speaking of some people getting freaky, a concerned husband posts this over on Reddit. I don't know what got into her, but last year my wife suggested we try anal. I told her I wasn't interested, and frankly, I find the act pretty gross. She wants to do it without me wearing a condom on top of that. Poop is one of those things that grosses me out the most, so that's a hard pass for me. She kept bringing it up multiple times, and each time I told her I'd rather just stick to her vagina. I suggested that she buy a dildo or other toys if she wants for anal, but she literally refuses to and only wants me in her ass. I'd be more inclined to try it if just talking about it didn't result in her pouting or whining about it and us arguing. Well, last night we had sex and she brought it up yet again. I said no again, and after I lubed myself up, she told me she wanted to be on top. So I laid down and she started to put me in her pussy, but at the last minute she moved and tried to forcibly sit her asshole down on my dick. I pushed her off and we had a huge fight about it. If the situation were reversed and I tried to force something sexual on her she wasn't comfortable with, that would be considered rape. Our fight got very heated, and I accused her of being a porn addict, and that's why she obsessed with being sodomized to the point where she was trying to literally force it on me. Obviously, that wasn't well received, and I spent last night on the couch, by choice, and I'm going to talk with her about seeing a marriage counselor. I'm still very angry with her, and I'll admit we rarely have sex anymore since her obsession with anal started. I wish she'd stop exhibiting porn addict and degenerate behavior, and we could just go back to our normal sex life. A lot of folks were saying, we support you. It's so sad that you're married to an abuser. You need to get out of that situation. Whereas a user, a friend to all, replied, send her my way. I'll give her all the anal she can handle. God closes a door, a window opens.
Mm-hmm. Big brown window opens up. Yeah, I don't really understand what this guy's upset about.
My wife is like, obsessed with getting fucked up the ass. It's like, buddy, you're like, probably barking up the wrong tree here for...
It's like if my wife's like, hey, I have a hole to stick in. I was like, great, here we go. Don't fucking eye, ear, mouth, ass. Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter to me. Just stick it in there until I come or don't. Even that doesn't matter at this point. Just something to do for a couple minutes. Who cares?
God damn, man.
Just, hey, let's kill some time. I don't care if there's even if there's not a hole involved, just something to do. So
you put a stick in my ass. Ah, I got 10 minutes.
Damn, oof. What am I, a fucking Rocky Balboa over here?
Oh.
10 fucking, yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what this guy's issue is. Lady's riding your dick, she sticks it in one hole, the other, who gives a shit, right? Yeah, see what happens, buddy. Who cares? And yeah, I guess it is weird that she would try to sneak her asshole on your dick. That's a little weird.
You know, I thought it was strange when she said she was going to sit down on my cock and then she tried to forcibly jam my dick into her asshole. But
yeah. Eh, just wouldn't even care. Just wouldn't even be a thing to me. It's like, all right, great.
Can you move out of the way? I can't see NCIS.
I'm on TikTok. Who cares? Boy. Folks, one more post here. This one's from Reddit. I'm a 911 operator. Today, another operator received a call for an 11-year-old who wasn't breathing. He was in the bathtub and the mother couldn't move him to start CPR and told my coworker that he was more than 250 pounds. With disdain and judgment in her voice, she went, "He's 11 and 250 pounds?" And I was floored. My heart broke for that mother who had someone judging her dead child during one of the most vulnerable and worst moments of her life. Once the call ended, my coworker would not stop talking about his weight. I went to the lead supervisor who told me she was only clarifying his weight. She was caught off guard. Now, she is straight-sized, so of course she doesn't get it. She didn't recognize the judgment in the operator's voice because she's never had that fat-phobic judgment aimed at her. She said she would say something if I really wanted her to, but I know it would turn into the fatty feels offended by something harmless. So I told her no. I am so sad tonight. Even in death, people can't escape being dehumanized, judged, and humiliated because of their weight. If this is what they say about a dying child, what do they say about me? How can I put into words how not okay this is in a way that straight-sized people can understand?
God damn.
I hope at least someone here understands why I'm so angry over it. And this is from the subreddit r plus size. So.
What is... what is straight sized? Your guess is as good as mine.
Just healthy people, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just people who aren't like 700 pounds or whatever. Yeah, just, 11 years old, 225 pounds.
Big
that's
boy.
That's a big fellow.
Oh, well, that's a big fellow, but
yeah, we lost him though. Gone forever.
God damn.
Going to that big buffet in the sky. Great.
Very,
anything else?
No, that's just a very straight person statement to make.
Sorry for being so straight. Bye.